Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Would you take relationship advice from a Democrat couple? Let's say Pelosi and her husband. Or Bill and Hillary Clinton. Or whoever is stupid enough to marry Joy Behar. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's a very simple question. Just would you take advice from a Democrat? And I know there are people, Kevin, I know very healthy relationships with Democrats, whatever. No, you don't. No, you don't. There are no healthy relationships with Democrats. There are, they stay together. But would you want to live like them? Detached? Do you think Bill Clinton's happy with Hillary? I mean, Democrat eunuch men with that blank stare of a cuckold dude, you know? Just a clown. He's a shell of a man. To even call him a man is to do disrespect to the word man. And what if their birthing units, a.k.a. women, that they can't even define? What about them? What sage advice do these finger quote women have for their conservative sisters? What would you, as a conservative woman, take from a Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton if she were to say to you, listen, I'd like to give you marriage advice, marital advice about what? Would you take it? We will discuss the advice that Joe and Jill, Dr. Jill Biden give for relationships, because what else do they have to offer for Americans? There's a story that I saw, and I'm sitting here scratching my head going, are you serious? This is what you are reporting on. With everything that's happening, with Joe Biden burning down the Constitution, burning down America, and effectively setting fires, he's an arsonist setting fires around the world, and you want to give us their relationship advice. The real problems facing this country, and here's what the media does. They detach us from reality. They detract. What they want to do is they want to give us a Hollywood land where we should be listening to Joe and Jill Biden about relationship advice. I'm not going to go into their past. It's not even worth going into. But I'll tell you this. Those are two of the last people I would take relationship advice from. And here's why the left has to do this. They're forced to perform this media malfeasance, this subterfuge on a daily basis. It's because the truth will topple the establishment. I'll give you an example. Why would you allow liars and scumbags, like the Democrats, the progressives, to discuss gun control? Everything is a lie.
Oh, the guns killing people. Guns, dude, guns, guns, guns.
Nothing but lies. As I told you, people that do dope, they're killing people. People who have mental disorders that the left don't want treated, they're killing people. people who are destitute feel that there's no end in sight, as opposed to doing it legally the way people would do in the old days. They'd resort to crime, raise, you know, high crime areas, etc. Leftism creates it. I could give you 15 different things that lead to all the things that we're talking about with gun violence, and the left will never admit it. They will tell you that they have your best interest in mind by taking away your gun so that the criminals then know nobody's armed and it's a free-for-all. Why do I tell you the left do this? What is their angle? Because you'd ask, Kevin, it doesn't make any common sense. I mean, why would somebody want to do that? They want to do it because they want you dependent on them. They want you scared, full of fear. Think about the fear that they created with Wu Flu nonsense. Yeah, Wu Flu. And speaking of Wu Flu, what about the, quote, cures that don't work? The CDC wants to approve a shot for children under the age of 5. And here's what we know about the jab. The jab is more likely to get you, 1, killed, or 2, you actually contract Wu Flu. And they say, let's get it for kids under the age of 5, knowing the data, knowing that these children don't even know when they have it, and so rarely die. The kid is more likely to die from brain cancer than he is from Wu Flu. And we're going to learn more about Wu Flu pills and their efficacy, to use the word that Fauci likes to use, Fauci the fraud likes to use. But we'll talk about that in a bit. And what else is Team Demento avoiding with this subterfuge where we get to hear about Dr. Jill and Joe Biden's relationship advice? I have one. I have something. Call on me, teacher. Call on me. Okay, Kevin, you. Okay, I'll answer. Inflation. Why? They don't want to talk about inflation. They give you nothing but gobbledygook. Well, the reason that this happened is because of Putin. It's all Putin's fault. Putin. Yeah, well, it wasn't Putin's fault before Putin went into the Ukraine. Why is it his fault now? Oh, it's disrupting the supply. Well, why didn't you think about this? If it's that important, why don't you go do something about it? What's your policy? They have nothing. So they give us all this stuff that Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, really? And people follow that trial, which is fine. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your time. But honestly, we don't have better things to do. Even when it's not Hollywood, when it's not a movie or a TV show, we still find ways to feed the beast. And the media is a beast that wants to be fed. It makes up news. It creates it. And then when it can't do that, it says, hey, look over here at the shiny object. Meanwhile, massive problems in this country. I don't know about you, but we just paid over $6 a gallon for gas in Arizona. I think it's reached over 7 or over 8 in California. I can't remember which. I know it's at least over 7 in California. Where does it need to go before we stop listening to Joe Biden and his team and we say, you know what? We're not listening to your press secretary. I want nothing but questions on what this guy is going to do to get inflation down. You know what they're saying right now? We don't have an answer. It's not our fault. It's not going to happen right away. Yeah, well, you know what? It seemed to grow right away. When we come back, I'll show you that Biden will not take responsibility for what he created.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm going to give you some numbers. These numbers come out of Georgia. The Republicans during the primaries. Here are the numbers. 1,193,361. So let's just call it 1.2 million. Democrats, 714,000. Okay? 1.2 million, 714,000. So if we just do some quick math on it, the Republicans had over 400,000 more people come out to the primaries and vote than the Democrats did. Both of them increased. The Democrats to 714,000, that was a 29% increase in their number of people who wanted to support the Democrats during this thing. For the Republicans, it was a 96% increase. This is what they call, folks, enthusiasm. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If the Democrats don't get it, They're about to get it, but good. Let me explain what I mean. They cheated in the election, and I cannot tell you how deflated people were when Trump was cheated. But it was a different deflation. In 2012, when Obama won against Romney, it sucked the air out of people. And I think we knew they cheated, but it was still, you know, it was bad, but it was almost like, I can't describe it. I'm just going to tell you right now, I can't describe it. So let me not even try. But I remember my resolve was, I'm not following anybody else. I'm going to go my own path, my team. We will do what we need to do to make change. So we get Trump in 2016, which vindicated. So in other words, we came back. But it was a slow burn because we felt really deflated. I cannot tell you how many people I talked to were like, Kevin, I just don't know what we can do. We got 4 more years of Obama, and he was the worst president, blah, blah, blah. And people were very disappointed. But we got Trump out of it. And oh, by the way, the 2010 midterms was carnage for Obama. So that's why people didn't think he'd win in 2012. He didn't fare much better in 2014. But in 2016, we get Trump. So we get 4 years of Trump, pretty good years by anybody's standard. Now we get this big cheat that happened in 2020, and you get Joe Biden. And in the big cheat, the fury behind Trump losing was very different than 2012. In 2012, we were still like, well, we didn't have a great candidate. I don't know what really happened. But we felt bad that Obama was still in. In 2020, we know the deal. That's why a million plus people went to D.C. to march on January 6th, and the Democrats created this whole farce over that isn't going to go anywhere. It's not going to go anywhere. But at the end of the day, it created a different kind of Republican. And the numbers I just gave you, that's what it did. It awakened a beast. Now, the beast was there, proved itself in 2010, proved itself again in 2014, and certainly roared in 2016, and even bigger in 2020. This momentum, people, has been building. And so we have a primary, where the number of Republicans who voted in this primary is up 96%, 3 times more increase in the vote than the Democrats. We are out registering them. We are out voting them at the polls. 400,000 more Republicans and Democrats voted. They are going to have a very difficult time cheating. A very difficult time. That's what I want you to feel good about. By the way, I don't have the numbers for other areas, but I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to make you a bet of 2 things. 1, Republicans are registering many, many more than Democrats. 2, Democrats are losing people to the independents or Republicans at a rate they haven't seen in 8 ages. I don't have the numbers, but I'm going to tell you, wherever you live, those 2 things are true. Democrats are losing a tremendous number of people are leaving their party, becoming independents or Republicans. And 2, they're being out-registered. And I'll even throw in a 3rd for good measure. Democrats are demoralized. They can't stand their party. They can't wait to get involved in a different. Their enthusiasm is not going to be nearly what it is for the Republicans. You know, in comparison, and I think that this number that we talk about in Georgia, I'm going to bet you that number is pretty reflective of everywhere. It's reflective of Wisconsin. It's reflective of Pennsylvania. It's reflective of Michigan. Republicans are more charged up than at any point in history. And let me tell you how you can monitor it. The more you see about, I don't think Trump should run, that's what they're trying to get you to do. Trump is the leader of this movement. He's not the leader of the Republican Party necessarily. He's the leader of a movement, an anti-establishment movement. And it impacts both parties. And they both want him gone. McConnell is just as anxious to have Trump out of the way as is Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. Just as anxious. They want to brainwash you that he needs to be gone, when in fact, that is the last thing you need to do. I saw a thing where Bill Barr, Trump's former, AG, he said, Donald Trump should not run again. Anybody who says that to you is a fake Republican. They're fake. They want you to believe some poll. Trump is not trusted or whatever. Look, I don't like some of the things Trump did. Trump just recently endorsed Blake Masters in Arizona. Blake Masters is not a qualified Senate candidate for Arizona. No offense. Nice guy. He used to work for Peter Thiel, ran his foundation. What does this guy know? He lived in California most of his life. What does he know about Arizona? What does he know about being a senator? Absolutely nothing. He is a tool of a very wealthy man. And that's the way he'll treat it. He will be a tool of both Donald Trump and Peter Thiel. So if that's the kind of person you want, fine. So he will make these endorsements, and we've all seen them. Some of them are okay. Some of them are not. McConnell pointed out that a big percentage of the Trump's endorsements are people that the Republican Party would have endorsed. So I'm not belittling them. I think that they can help. But Trump has to be selective, and he has to be a little bit more judicious about who he decides to help. It's ridiculous. But his movement is driving the enthusiasm, and I'll give him that. We've not been this excited. When's the last time you were excited about a Republican candidate? And you can throw in DeSantis, but let me tell you, DeSantis did not engender this movement. I like Ron DeSantis. Spend a lot of time with him. But he's not the person responsible for this. It's Trump. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday. American veterans visit the American cemetery in Normandy, France to commemorate the 78th anniversary of D-Day. U.S. Ambassador to France, Denise Campbell Bauer, says thousands of young men from all over the world landed on the beach that day to fight for peace and prosperity.
We, who have had the luxury of living in peace and prosperity, owe to them a duty to remember what they went through and what price they paid. We have a duty to work just as hard for peace in times of peace as they worked for peace in times of war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. More than 82 million doses of COVID vaccines reportedly have been thrown out since the end of 2020. The CDC has shared with NBC News data showing that from December 2020 through the middle of last month, pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses. The widespread waste is in large part because coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which all must be used within hours of the vials being opened. A vigilant prayer rally is happening Monday night in southeast Texas for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's still imprisoned in Russia. Folks will be gathering outside the Toyota Center in Houston just after 6 o'clock Central to honor Phoenix Mercury Center Brittany Griner. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee saying without proof that Griner has been held hostage in Russia and hopes it'll encourage the White House to keep lobbying for her release. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden is toast. The Democrats know it. Joe Biden knows it. Dr. Jill knows it. Hunter Biden knows it. The only reason why this old fool hangs around is because the Democratic Party has invested so much in his lies and his scandals, they can't just get rid of him. But trust me, the dude is gone. And if it isn't the Democrats that get rid of him, I want to tell you something. I don't think the good Lord has a whole lot of use for him anymore. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They tried to find a body double for Biden, but anybody who looks like him is dead. You know how they'll do that? Because they don't want somebody to go after you. Which, by the way, I saw over the weekend, somebody supposedly breached the compound of Joe Biden's Delaware residence. For what? Probably to see if he had some gasoline. God, this dude he's in a bad place. Anyway, I found this article. It said it is a dark night of the Democratic soul, reports New York Magazine's Intelligencer. Although even then, they dodged the actual question with a euphemistic phrase. The lobby, and this is what they wrote. The lobbyist donors, staffers, and elected officials were gathering for the spring policy meeting of the Democratic Governors Association. This is back in April. And the scheduled sessions concerned topics such as health care and diversity and governance. But between panel discussions, in the hallways and at the cocktail reception on the lawn, conversation shifted from grim, the midterms, to grimmer. The state of the party's planning for 2024, when Biden will stand for re-election on the eve of his 82nd birthday. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. They go on to say he did get Trump out of D.C. and away from the nuclear football, which I'm going to interrupt. A total lie. I'm going to give you some other lies. Zuckerberg is the reason why Donald Trump lost. No, he's not. Zuckerberg's money, he could have quadrupled. He could have put 10 times the money he put into the election, and he would not have impacted the outcome. Trump won, and he would have won again. There was no amount of money that could get Joe Biden elected. I want to be clear about that. Donald Trump didn't win because of COVID. He didn't win because of anything other than the Democrats grossly cheating. That's how they won. End of story. Anyway, they go on. But after the immediate crisis slunk away to Palm Beach, Biden's presidency passed from early success into torpor, dragged down by a chaotic exit from Afghanistan, sometimes shocking rises in prices, and the determination of two senators from his own party to block his grandest legislation, all the while the virus lingered longer than expected. It became clear that Biden's bridge, to consider his analogy on its terms, wasn't built to completion at the far side. Well, that's putting it nicely. Let's go back and let's remind ourselves what they forgot. They forgot that Joe Biden said he was going to fix the border situation. Oh, he's fixed it. He's fixed it. They now have thousands of people coming in a day into this country unfettered. I don't know if you know this, but do you know Border Patrol goes and picks up people, helps them out to cross the border, out of the river or wherever, the Rio Grande or wherever they are, puts them in a van, takes them, they check them at Interpol, they check an Interpol watch list. You know what it takes to get on Interpol? You got to be a pretty good criminal to be on Interpol. If they're not on Interpol, they release them into the United States with a thing that says, be sure to come back and get a court date. That's what they do. So they check to make sure that they're not a, quote, criminal. Now, look, you could be a rapist. You could be a murderer. You could be all kinds of stuff. Because to get on Interpol, you have to be the heinous of the most heinous criminals. But anybody else can get in. Anyway, they say for liberal and progressive voters, in other words, the fools, the cognitive dissonance has been significant. It is possible for Democrats to feel profound gratitude for Biden vanquishing Trump. Yeah, if you're feeling gratitude for that, then you like the lie. Biden did not vanquish Trump. And I'm not saying it because it's like sour grapes. Like, he didn't beat him. Because if he had beaten Trump, I would gladly tell you, he beat him. I'll put it to you this way. Barack Obama kicked the crap out of Little Arms McCain. He kicked his butt. I guarantee you he did. There was no question. There was nothing McCain could have done to beat Obama. And when that election was over, even though I know people cheated, but they didn't need to. Barack Obama got 68 or close to 69 million votes. He didn't have to cheat. He was going to beat McCain no matter what. If that was a straight up, everybody equal election, Barack Obama wins in a landslide. Now, bad decision. Now, I'm saying it was bad either way, and I'm glad Barack Obama beat McCain. I wouldn't have wanted that guy as a president any more than I wanted Romney 4 years later. I wouldn't have wanted him either. Thought I did. I'm glad it worked out. Because we got a revolution. We got Trump. Anyway, they say people have a gratitude for his vanquishing of Trump. And even to love some of his work as president. Ukraine, vaccines, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Really? Think about what they just gave you as, this is the good stuff that Joe Biden did. Yeah, Ukraine, who has millions of people on the run because he gave the green light for Putin to go in, for Russia to go in. Vaccines that are killing people left and right, debilitating those that don't die, so much so they probably wish they were dead. And then he puts in a Supreme Court of Justice on affirmative action who can't even define what a woman is, and they tell you these are his defining moments. Let me tell you, if those were Donald Trump's defining moments, I'd be looking for a new hero. I need a hero, somebody to get me through the night. He's got to be strong. That is a Democrat's hero. And at the same time, to retain an intense feeling of unease about a visibly aging 79-year-old whose Republican opponents are only growing more extremist. I mean, you got to understand the spirit in which this article was written. These are people that don't like us, and they still are telling you Joe Biden is not capable. What are you going to do? They said Biden has visibly aged by 2019 to 2022, especially from the, you're going to love this word, dynamism he displayed as late as 2012 Democratic Convention. Biden's rope-a-dope presidential campaign in both the primaries and especially the general election could very well have been a strategic stroke of genius, but for two factors. Now, before I get into the two factors, I want you to understand, to use Biden and stroke of genius in the same sentence, somebody should have whooped this writer's butt. Biden and genius? Are you kidding me? This dude is a first-class moron. And what you should be saying, people, whenever somebody brings up his name, is you should make a fart sound like Biden. Brr. Excuse you. No. Just whenever you say Biden, I think of pull my finger. I think of a fart. Because that's how stinky it is. You know, this guy goes on. He says, first it became apparent that Biden did more damage than good in every appearance he made during that cycle. No duh. And second, we have since learned that Biden and his team don't have a strategic bone in their collective bodies. Biden's absence from the campaigning in 2020 was based on necessity, not strategy. That's not possible in the White House, but his handlers have certainly tried it. It's been more than 100 days since Biden had his last sit-down interview with a national media outlet, at least on camera. His open press conferences, as opposed to press avails and photo splashes, are relatively infrequent. When he does appear in those venues, Biden can sometimes pick up his energy, but of late substitutes a fake anger as a way to project energy and often gets lost in answers. In other words, he's a man suffering from dementia. Democrats aren't surprised by this. Don't play games with me, you suckers. You are not surprised. We warned you. He showed all of these signs prior to him getting cheated in. And I relish in the idea that no matter what the Democrats say, this was their best candidate. I chuckle at the idea that the Democrats think that they have problems with Biden now. Just wait.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
And I remember watching in the Oakland Hills, Northern California, the landscape turning from green to brown. And everyone, from my mother, our teachers, the radio DJs, KDIA, the Lucky 13, saying how important it was to conserve water.
That is Joe Biden's vice president, a.k.a. Sister Girl, laughing about drought conditions in California. In Phoenix, and there's 2 areas of Phoenix where they are now on drought alert. And Arizona does a really good job with water, but we're on drought alert. We haven't had enough rain. Now, the rain, the monsoon seasons come later in the year, but, you know, you live in the desert, you got to be very concerned about water. Glad you guys are sticking with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And this is what the media and the Fed won't tell you. this particular segment. And let me explain to you what I mean by this. The media and the Fed don't want to tell you the real situation. They wanted to sneak up on you. They wanted to appear that, oh, this came out of nowhere. If you listen to the White House press secretary talk about inflation, she makes it sound like, oh, these are unforeseen circumstances. Who could possibly know? Here's the clip.
Another big topic. When are you guys going to admit that you were wrong about inflation?
No easy questions today, huh?
The Treasury Secretary said she was wrong, so why doesn't anybody okay. here at the White House?
Okay, so look, what the Secretary was pointing out, this was talking about yesterday when she was doing her hit her TV hit with CNN, is that there have been shocks to the economy that have exacerbated inflationary pressures which couldn't have been foreseen 18 months ago.
Why
including,
not?
I'm trying to answer your question. I was just getting to the why not. Including Russia's decision to invade Ukraine, multiple successive variants of COVID, and lockdowns in China. As she also noted during that interview, there has been historic growth and record job creation, and our goal is now to transition to steady and stable growth as inflation is brought down, as Brian Deese said yesterday to all of you when he was standing behind this podium. So the present economic plan, as we see it, is working. Just today, we learned that the manufacturing was up in May, building on the 545,000 manufacturing jobs have been created since he took office, further proof that companies are investing in America. We are on a path to stable growth, and we are addressing supply chain problems. Our plan to tackle inflation, lower costs, reduces the deficit, and respects the FDA's independence. It's the best way for us to achieve sustainable and durable economic growth. So that's how we're doing, the work that we're doing every day to make sure that we attack lower costs.
Just that I understand, the Treasury Secretary says that she was wrong, but the White House was not wrong about inflation.
Here's the thing. We have achieved a... First of all, I explained to you what she was trying to say. So I just laid that out. So those are your words, not my words. I just laid out what she was trying to say and tried to explain in fullness her part in her answer.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So what's interesting is that the White House press secretary is explaining what the Treasury Secretary actually meant. Yeah, it wasn't enough that we heard her say it. The Ducey says she admitted she was wrong. I don't know if you guys saw it, but she essentially said, look, we got it wrong. But no. Jean-Pierre, she didn't really mean it the way she said it. Just because you heard her say she got it wrong doesn't mean she actually got it wrong. Oh, and here's the reasons why we are where we are. Russia decided to invade Ukraine. Oh, by the way, at the invitation of Joe Biden. We had multiple strains of COVID that we all know is a ruse, and the Chinese lockdowns, which, by the way, we now have doubled. In the Biden time of illegal Biden administration, we've doubled the amount of products that we get from China. So the reason why you have supply chain issues is our mortal enemy, our political enemy, now holds in their responsibility for $110 billion, whatever it used to be, $375 billion per year. Now that's up to around $600 billion of our economy. But I love how she put this. The economic plan is working. Yeah, if you like destruction and mayhem, it's absolutely working. If you like chaos, it's working to perfection. Elon Musk came out the other day. He says, look, if you're going to work 40 hours at Tesla, you're going to do it at the office. That's what our manufacturing people have to do. You can't manufacture a Tesla remotely. You show up too. Your sales, your marketing, your whatever you are, you show up like everybody else. There's no more scare of COVID. We're beyond that, even though I'll play clips to show you that Fauci still wants to sell that lie. And it's an interesting story in and of itself, what Fauci had to say about it, because as usual, it's completely contradictory. But I want to go back. I want to concentrate on Elon Musk, because he has done something that if you were a CEO, if I were advising you as a management consultant right now, I would be telling you exactly what Elon Musk is saying. And just for the record, when I left management consulting in 2009, when Barack Obama was coming on, first year as president, I said, I went to all my CEOs and they were talking about, you know, what do we need to do? And they were talking to people like Carville and getting these rosy outlooks. And I told them, don't take a meat cleaver. I said, you need to start cleaving off 10% of your staff, but don't use a meat cleaver. Be very focused on it, but start cutting staff, because I'm telling you, Barack Obama is going to lead you into some serious issues. And some of them believed me, but not all of them. Well, Elon Musk, he's taking that advice. He told top executives they need to slash Tesla jobs by 10%. Now, 10% is a very standard thing in slashing your staff. It almost tells you that at any point when they slash the staff, you're not going to miss those 10%. In government, you could slash 30% and they wouldn't miss it. But in industry, you can pretty much slash 10% of your staff and you can still operate. May increase the workload a little bit on everybody else, but you can operate. So 10% is a good rule of thumb. And what some companies do is they do it routinely. They do it once a quarter, once every 6 months. Worst case, once a year, they may slash. Now, what they'll do is they'll replace bad employees with good employees. So what was funny is when I interviewed with a company years ago, they said they were hiring new sales reps. And the guy called. He literally says, okay, well, Kevin, we're going to make you an offer. I said, I appreciate that. He walked me through the company. I get in my car. I'm headed back home. He calls me and says, hey, by the way, you're going to get a note. You're going to learn that we just cut 10% of our staff today. And he goes, don't panic. He goes, we do it routinely. We want the best. He was like, just letting you know, that's the kind of company we are. I wasn't afraid. I was like, oh, I think it's a good plan. Whoop, went along my merry way. Anyway, Elon Musk says he's doing it. Not only is he going to slash 10%, he's not going to replace. He's not going to hire, because he says he has a super bad feeling about the economy. Now, you already know the Twitter deal is in limbo because of Twitter's lies. So Elon Musk is saying, I'm not going to do anything until I know exactly what's happening. Now, I wish he would give me $5 billion to build a Twitter thing, because I would build him a social media site that would blow him away, and it would be dominant, and he'd be as rich as, well, he's richer than Zuckerberg now, but he'd be even more richer than Zuckerberg. They said he sent an internal email warning of the need for cuts amid a gloomy economic outlook due to inflation and the brutal war in Ukraine. Now, it's really inflation, but he had to throw the Ukraine thing in because that's good corporate policy these days. They say he didn't elaborate on why he was worried about the economy, and he didn't comment on whether it would affect his $44 billion Twitter takeover. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's going to affect Twitter. I think Twitter's going to have to reduce that price for Elon Musk to follow through. I think they'll still do it. And I think he's going to be looking at an economic model that makes it work. Stock took a hit. I don't think it's a big deal. I think the bigger, they want you to understand that, oh, he spoke out about the economy, so his stock took a hit. But the Dow Jones also sank quite a bit, not as much as his stock. But let me ask you, would you rather have Tesla stock or would you rather be tied to the Dow Jones? I think I know what my answer would be.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.